Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Consumerists. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ricky, and we're your hosts.
And we're back in person.
In real life. I'm staring straight into the eyes of Sarah.
I know, it is really, I'm like, we're like,
should we look at each other? I don't know. We haven't, this is only the second time. Okay, Sarah, when was the first time that we recorded together? I don't even remember.
It was the end of October. It was right when we got back from Edmonton, because we went to Edmonton October 17th weekend, and it was like right after.
There were no restrictions for...
They all kind of started in November.
They started in November, and we had like one. We thought, oh, we were going to be able to do this.
I know.
Then we quickly pivoted.
Yeah. I got a mic and we did it, and now we're back in Ricky's kitchen.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is so fun. But let me set a scene for everyone. Sarah and Ricky, brunch, fabulous, beautiful room.
So great.
You know, dressed up to the nines, feeling good.
Always.
Hours. I mean, 3 hours at that brunch. That our server had never encountered anything like us before.
I don't know if she'd ever encountered people before the way she was
like, it was like if Mark and Mindy, like if Mark came down and started serving someone, like it was something else.
And it was, I feel like she kept having like asides with other people too, right? Like when she kind of was like talking under her breath almost. Like she just was so, I've never felt so awkward in my life.
Never, never. And like, remember, okay, wait, I just want to recall this. Remember, because I need you to be the witness to this because I feel like it may not have happened, this whole experience at this restaurant.
It happened 4 days ago, but sure.
4 days ago. So I was like, oh, do you have seated us and she was like, do you want a coffee or a drink or something like that? And I'm like, sure. Do you have like drip coffee or just Americano coffees?
Couldn't answer the question.
She was already 4 hours into her fucking breakfast shift.
And they've been open for a few days.
And she's like, I don't know. I'm going to have to check on that. And then comes back about 15 minutes later, like nothing had ever happened. Like she'd never seen us before. And I'm like, so what's the status on that coffee?
15 minutes.
We're the only people in the restaurant.
In this massive restaurant.
Yeah. In like a cavernous restaurant. She's like, oh yeah, well they're making your drip coffee. Making a drip coffee for me. I'm like, what? Isn't drip coffee? Hasn't it been dropped?
Dropped.
It was really weird. And it spiraled from there.
It really did. The food was good though. Should we say where we went?
Should we say because of the service? Like, I'm going to give them, they need a month to get maybe the service down and things like that.
Totally.
And everything. So then we can talk. We have to go back.
Yes.
And see
yes,
how
and try
it is
again.
For
okay.
brunch. Because it truly one of the most beautiful restaurants.
It was,
like, it was so nice.
And the food was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. So the scene was, dressed up, awkward,
awkward service, but we spent our time, like we were there for so long, it was so nice. And then we're like, let's go shopping.
Yes.
So we started shopping. We did a forensic browse, which we can get to later. I need to fast forward. Forensic browse of Holt Renfrew.
Yeah.
They had never seen the likes of us, it seems like, either. I don't know.
Every person in there we talked to at some point.
Everyone.
Every single person.
Everyone. We made a touch point everywhere we went. Except, of course, we actually made a touch point there. So we were like, let's go to the Bay. The Bay downtown is so kind of crazy, you know? Like, there could be deals on every floor, and it's like, what are
we
going to find? Hidden gems. Yeah. And we're like, we're there. We go down together.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sarah.
We were not prepared.
We weren't prepared. No one would be prepared. No one would be prepared for the sadness that we encountered.
No. And like, keep in mind, this is like an iconic flagship location. The store is massive. It's six stories, five stories.
Oh, I think like in total, it's probably like more.
Yeah.
Because they have like, they have five floors of merchandise and then two, like another floor of like an event space and everything.
The restaurant showroom
and everything.
Yeah.
Like, so we were... Oh my God. So we went up. We're like, well, let's go up one. And remember, we couldn't see anything. We could just see like our sight lines were really off.
I wanted to go where the women's stuff used to be. It used to be where Topshop used to be. Like, because I was like the Topshop store to store.
Yeah. Sarah was like, I need to go see where Topshop shop used to be.
What are they going
to
do up there?
And what's going to be there? Well, we saw, that's for sure. Yeah. It was just racks of old clothing. I mean, old. I don't know when, what seasons, brands you've never seen before.
Nope.
Lagerfeld. you know, old Lagerfeld brand.
But, like,
you know,
the which knockoffs is the gross, that he did for, like, the, yeah.
Oh, it was always, like, you know, like, weird bay brands and stuff like that. Markdown at a very light, like, 10% maybe.
Yeah, like, everything, nothing was cheaper than
$70. Nothing was blowout. We were like, they should be begging us to take this away. Because not only would we have to buy it, we'd have to disinfect it and probably, like, professionally clean everything because it smelled like water damage
everywhere. It was crazy. So that's the video that so many people messaged us today being like, where were you guys? What and is then, that? I'm like, that's the flagship bay in downtown Calgary. Bay.
That's where we're at. And they're like, people are, to me, like a fashion journalist was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry. That's just like, that's a downtown store that's fully operational right now.
Fully operational. And so we asked, of course, we're talking to the staff. We're asking them. We asked this lady, like, what is going on in here? And apparently they're moving a few floors of stuff down. Like they're sort of like consolidating like 6 floors down to 4. But like, what? First of all, just shut the store down and do it over like a 3-day, a week period. Don't.
Exactly.
And it felt like everything was empty. Like it was just the craziest thing.
It was insane. So just thousands of square feet of just burnt out looking carpets and fucked up ceiling
fixtures just hanging out.
Mannequins just hanging out.
And they're still trying to sell stuff. Like they have the whole like Hudson's Bay collection stuff for like full price still kind of everything. Just sitting.
Oh, and then Sarah's like,
you should climb through stuff.
You know what? I should go check. I should check some luggage because I need a carry on. Oh, sure. Let's go check out the luggage section.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, like Ricardo of Beverly Hills luggage for like $600 a bag. Like bizarre things I've never could imagine.
And they just, it's like someone just chucked it all on the floor in the corner.
Just whipped it in a corner and just like bulldozed it into a corner.
Oh my God. And then I found this Hayes suitcase. I was like, okay, Hayes is a pretty good brand. It was like one of the titanium brands.
Titanium, looked nice.
It was like, like a rosy colored one. And I was like, okay. And I took it to tag and it was like, two on the tag, someone had written, just like in sloppy pen, 2 of 3 pieces missing. I'm like, can we? What? But all I want is the carry-on. So I was like, okay, it's on sale.
So it's got to be like $50. Like it's, you know, like...
$265 was what it was marked as. And I was like, oh, okay. So and great.
2 of the 3 pieces were not there.
Literally said 2 of the 3.
It was just the smallest piece.
Yeah. Take it up to the lady to scan it. And I was like, oh yeah, like I just want to see how much it is. She's like, oh no, it's $265. That's what it says. I'm like, that's what it says. But like, what are we actually selling it for? And she was like, no, $265 because like the set used to be $900. So you're really getting a deal here with $265. I'm like, I'm really not getting a deal here. I looked online. Yeah. I went home later and looked online. That bag was $105 if you bought it online separately. It's just, how can there be such a disconnect between, like, what's going on in the stores and, like, oh, my God.
Well,
I just don't know.
And the advertising campaigns that they do and the Vancouver and the Calgary and the Toronto flagships are amazing.
Crazy.
Like, it just makes no sense. And, like...
No sense.
I guess they're just stuck with too much store, too much square footage, not enough sales.
I know.
But I had, like, a really good idea. Honestly, Sarah, didn't I? That they should make that Calgary downtown the blowout... Bargain bin basement.
Yes.
Location.
Because basically it's like, it's like the bay rack. Basically.
It's just a bay rack. Like just like from all over Canada, all over America even. Because they have like Saks and Lord & Taylor. Get everything in there. Just get it all and bargain basement. Like
sort of like a New York like kind of downtown.
Century 21 kind of thing.
Yes.
And like where people are like pulling out their hair. Filings basement.
Yes.
Where people are... pushing each other and
we'd be the
pulling
first ones in line like recording.
Let's create some discord, you know what I mean? Like let's get this going and like have buses of people coming, but it's not gonna happen. It's just a slow so we asked that woman, we're like, well, what's going on? Like she's like, they're renting out the top floors.
We're like, to who?
She's like, no one, they don't have a renter.
Well, and then she said, oh, I'm sure I'll be the last one to know. I was like,
yeah. It was really she was like, I'll be the last one to know. And then she said something like, as long as I have a job, what do I care?
Look, I know we rag on the bay so much, but it's because we just like love it and I want to see it do well. Like I just want the bay to do well.
Icon.
It's an icon. And sometimes they do shit that surprises me and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like you guys are selling mango. You guys are doing this. Like you're bringing in Sandro like and these cool brands and you're trying all these collaborations. But like,
how does it, why does it not... Why does it not filter down to every single
yeah.
experience.
And get rid of That's, stores. Like, why yeah, do you have five bays in Calgary? Like, the exactly. one in the one in Sunridge. Oof. What? Why was I in Sunridge? My mom had to go there because there's some, like, very specific story. We had to go there for my mom when she was here last weekend. Anyways, and then we go in, and the bay in there. I'm like, my mom's like, I just kind of want to see it. And we went in there, and I'm like, what is that? Like, I don't even feel like we're in the bay.
Oh.
What is this?
Crazy.
Like, it's wild.
The only one that has a bit of a redemption is Chinook. Yeah. They tried.
They tried. I feel like they half-heartedly tried.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of which, though, then I had, earlier in the week, I had gone to the bay. Because I was shopping with a friend's husband. More on that later. And we were in there, like, looking for I had two very specific shorts that I had seen online that I wanted him to try. We were literally getting hustled by the guy at the front door telling us, like, you have 5 minutes. I was like, great, I can do a lot in 5 minutes. He was like, well, you better hurry because you have 5 minutes. I'm like, you are literally wasting my time telling me about this 5 minute countdown. I'm like, in what world are we doing a countdown? I'm like, sir, I am here to buy things.
And what's going to happen to you? Are they going to electrocute you? Like, assassinate you at 5 minutes? Like, can you not make a purchase after that? Well, you know, it just goes down to, like, when the woman pretended to help me, and then one woman fainted. Like, every single time, something crazy happens.
I honestly love the Bay so much, and I just want it to succeed. And I put up with so much shit from the Bay. It's unbelievable. Like, and I'll go back. I know I'll go back, and I know I'll try to support them.
Always try to support.
I did buy a really great rug from the Bay, though, that's currently sitting in my living room, and I'm really happy with it.
Did you tell everyone about the rug?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, I ordered it. Great deal. If you guys are looking for rugs, look on the Bay's website. After I just spent... We spent actually 12 minutes slamming the Bay. I'm like, yo, buy rugs from there, though.
You know, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, it's really heart-wrenching, kind of. Like, it's hard to...
I know.
Hard to abandon the Bay. Never will, as I'm in Canada.
Never will. Let me paint another picture for you. Oh. Currently sitting in Ricky's kitchen.
Yeah.
Drinking what we thought was rosé, but decided it's actually orange wine. So delightful. Eating olives. And just, you know, we're back. And Ricky's kitchen, my microphone is currently in a stack of books that I'm taking from Ricky's house, keeping up with the tradition of I never leave here empty-handed, which is so great.
From Maryland. This wine is from Maryland.
Oh. What? I didn't even know you could make wine in Maryland.
This is bottled in Maryland. It's pretty, though.
Wine of the U.S. It is really pretty. It's only 10%. 5%.
What? Oh, that's nothing. No, 35.
Wait. What?
Oh, no. No,
look on the side. Right there.
Hey, Sarah.
5%. Oh, okay, I'll just finish it. Okay.
Finish this.
I'll just check this. Thanks.
setting a scene. It's nice to be together, that's for sure. What was your week like otherwise? 2 weeks, actually. Mm-hmm. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, we're going down to a 2-week schedule, but don't worry. We'll make it worth it. Lots of content, but...
Yeah.
What was my week like? Honestly, I don't know. Like, everything kind of changed here on July 1st. So, had people over for a brunch, which was delightful.
That's right. Yes.
Puttered around on the weekend. We went for brunch. Just kind of hung out. I did, as I alluded to, I took a friend's husband shopping, and it was so fun.
Yes.
There's nothing I love more than spending someone else's
money. Set the scene on that one, too.
Yeah. So, he, this is very relevant, I feel like, to people if you have, like... If you're going back to work or you have partners that are going back to work, he's going back to an office, works in an oil and gas company downtown, going back to an office, like didn't really know what to wear, didn't know what he had. You know, maybe things don't fit, things are like whatever. Yeah. Like it's refresh just been a year and a half too, right? Exactly. And it's the summer, going back is a weird time. Like it's all this stuff. So
people's summer wardrobes always lack.
Yes.
Always
love. And like your first especially going here back in the summer, that's so stressful. If I had to go back to an office during the summer, like what the hell would I wear? I'm not going back, but October is my time to shine, and that's when I'm going back into an office.
Exactly.
Like, are you kidding me? I've been recording. Really... Last week we had a heat wave in Calgary, and I was at my office. I wear the same thing every day. I wore cutoff jean shorts from Zara and a black tank top. And I literally sat in my office sweating, 29 degrees in my office.
Oh my God.
I was so mean to my coworkers last week, and I think it was because I was so hot.
You're so hot. You know how you felt.
Yeah.
And it's just a rage. You know what I mean? When it's so hot.
If anyone like looked at me wrong on a video chat, it was like, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck up something. Yeah. Anyways. So... Yeah, he just was like, okay, well, what do I need to go back? And also summer weddings. Oh, my God. I don't know if anyone else. I feel like everyone is panicking because of weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I need to hear about this. Like, the panic of weddings and going back. And, like, I was trying to help another friend look for a dress. Oh, my God. Like, things. There's nothing. Like, how can I not find a dress that's appropriate for a wedding in the entire mall? Wild. So anyways,
it's always the way it is.
It's just crazy. So we were looking for, so anyways, we ended up going to Banana Republic. Okay, I don't know if anyone, Banana Republic's experience is so different now. I used to, everything would be like 50, 60% off, like never buy anything full price. Nothing was on sale in the store, which was kind of hard for me to wrap my head around because I was like, I feel like this brand has really, I feel like maybe they're trying to course correct, which is a very bold move when you're so used to selling everything off.
But hasn't, like, honestly, sometimes when you think of the market share, sometimes they actually have an opportunity to step into some other markets that have dwindled. Like, they're probably, some of their competitors have gone under.
They totally have. And so I think they're leaning into it because they managed to, like, we bought a ton of stuff and nothing, that's not true. There were a couple things on sale, but the majority of things we paid full price for. And like, even the things that I really liked, they have a sale on this weekend and I was like lurking the sale to try to get some extra pieces for him on sale. On sale, excluded from the promotions. Yeah.
Like, okay. So what did you get and what was your tactic there? Yeah. Were you trying to make as many outfits as possible and with as few items as possible?
So my big thing is like every man should have a pair of chinos. Like I just don't understand how men are functioning who have to work in an office without a pair of chinos.
You could wear chinos almost anywhere.
It always astounds me how many people don't actually even know what chinos are. I have like never heard of the concept of them. I don't even know how to describe them. Like even women, a lot of women were like,
maybe if you said khakis,
I guess, but I always think, I think people think sometimes khakis and think cargos. I'm like, if these have more than two pockets, if they don't, kind of like a khaki is like a flat front pant. It's super easy to wear. Like it's not, usually, my God, I just like, said pant like an Albertan.
Do you say it?
I said pant.
Pant.
But it's pant. Like, no.
Pant. Pant. It's actually pant.
Pant.
Sorry. Thanks for the correction. Pant.
Oh, my God.
Pant.
It's pants. Yeah, it's pants. But I said it. I pants. Over-enunciated pants.
Pants.
I feel like Albertans over-enunciate their A's.
Oh,
like, interesting. They do, like, pants.
Pants.
Canada.
Canada.
Canada. Yeah, I feel like Canada. Ontarians like say it a little bit more with a like almost an American slang. Anyways.
Oh, interesting.
Anyways, if anyone's noticing my, I'm just basically Madonna, just making it my accent as I go along.
Exactly, depending where you are, where you're living.
Pandering to my audience.
So, and usually khakis, like I think the standard one would be kind of like that beige, like a really standard honey beige.
That's what we bought them.
Yeah.
We bought them like a tan color chino.
Always start there. Yes.
Oh, we start there. Didn't have anything that color. So we got those.
And
those are full price.
You
but
can
wear
that with
every color.
Single thing.
Black, navy, white.
Everything. Color. I don't think there's... Nope. The only thing maybe is a mismatched tan.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to wear a tan with
can
it.
You imagine?
Tan. although you could wear beige on top, like a light beige or a dark beige, and it would look really nice in my opinion. Like think of like a dark...
I just saw this little set on your bed.
Right?
That was like a combination of beiges.
Exactly. I went full beige on that one.
Love
but
that
I think
for
it
you.
Really cool.
I mean, okay, let's not go crazy. I mean, unless you have Ricky's style forte, let's
You know,
cool
the tones have to be right. Not everyone can step in that space.
I remember an ex-boyfriend who was like, I thought you weren't allowed to wear black and... I was wearing black and navy once. He's like, I thought you weren't allowed to wear black and navy. I was like, no, I said you aren't allowed to wear black and navy. Like, there's a difference here. It's like a distinction.
I think you misunderstood the emphasis in my sentence.
Like, no.
Anyway, I once interviewed Kimberly Newport Mimran, who owns Pink Tartan.
Yeah.
And I said, what's a fashion faux pas? Would it be like black and navy or something?
Yeah.
She's like, no. I think that's one of the most elegant color combinations.
If the tones
you know,
are right,
right?
If you do
but,
it right.
But,
yeah.
But not everyone.
No.
Not everyone can get there.
No. No.
And the pieces have to be elevated.
Yes.
It can't be like worn out, gross black pants,
no.
You know, that are washed 100,000 times with like light navy.
Oh, God.
With a navy that's
dying.
Lost its sheen.
I'm
dying. Oh, it's not good.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here judging others. I'm sitting here in a
you
full
look great.
Spandex,
you look
like Lululemon.
I know that you actually like this top
that top on
remember you.
You
told me that.
I know,
you
it's like a little knit sweater.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Okay, so.
Okay, so we got the chinos. That's where we started. Sorry, this story is so
we
long-winded.
Forgot that we're being recorded.
I know. I actually kind of think we did. Okay, so I got the chinos. And then they had this, like, I don't know how you, what did we decide the color was? It was called, it's like an orangey kind of like.
Well, I think it's either, persimmon. No, didn't we say not periwinkle,
no,
that's blue.
Purple.
No, we said persimmon.
Yeah, so it was just like an off-season color there on the sale rack.
Gosh.
In his color, I grabbed them. They're $20 with 50% off. So they're $10. And the other chinos were like, they're the exact same pant. They're just and different color. I just said pant again. Weird. They're the same pant again, like different colors. One was $110 and one was actually $10.
This is really funny. When Sarah was telling me this, I was like, so in essence, what you did was he ended up getting both pants for 50% off.
Yeah.
And she's like, and you said, yeah, that's exactly how I think. And I'm like, I don't think everyone thinks like that.
Totally.
I don't think everyone thinks that if you spend more, add on 10 items, you're actually saving.
You are. You're balancing it out.
That you're spending less, though. In my mind, like, I'm spending less.
Oh, totally. Right? The fact that he bought $10 pants, like, brought down the cost of the overall purchase to me.
Yeah.
In my head.
I know.
It's cost per wear. Well, no, because the cost per wear thing is there if you start thinking about that.
That's right. Okay, so if he wears them...
Cost per... purchase though. You'd have to anyways.
Cost per purchase. Wear per purchase.
I'm a writer. I won't chop myself with numbers. Anyway, so then we just got a couple. He got like this really great black polo shirt and got a couple of just like a great navy button down to wear with the pants. Got there a belt. You go. Jeans are on sale. He also got a pair of jeans for 20% off. So you got three pairs of pants, a black polo, a belt, a leather belt, and a like button down shirt. And it was like I think $350 was what we spent.
That's great.
But so many great color combos. And then we were walking to the Go to the Bay and we walked by the Gap and I was like, oh, like they have everything on sale. Let's just see. Cause he just wanted like some short sleeve, like fun shirts to wear to work. So we went in and I saw a bomber. I saw like eyes immediately go to bomber jacket. There's nothing I love more than a man in a bomber jacket.
Absolutely.
Like, oh my God, I cannot. We went to them and they were marked down to like, I don't know, $60 with 40% off. And this was originally like a $130 bomber. And it's like a great navy bomber, you know, perfect. It looked so good on him. And then
we really wear jackets here. Like,
oh God.
Calgary is a city of jackets.
Yeah. Like tonight
you could put on a jacket probably.
Totally. So we got that. And then we went to the Bay and then I hunted down two shirts, but the experience in the Bay, I was like, I know these shirts are on sale because they're on sale online. And the lady was like, no, it says that they're this. I'm like, okay, well here it says that they're on sale. No, they're not on sale. So he bought them full price and I was like, can you just take them back to another Bay? He did. And he got like $30 back for the shirt. I was like, thank you for doing that. That the fact that he actually did it made me so happy.
He was so committed.
And then he bought a bottle of Prosecco and brought it to my house. So
that
makes me even more happy that you used the money you got back to buy me this. Like,
I love that. Okay. And I know that you tried to get him. What happened to the polo Oxford shirt?
I really wanted him to get Rick. Okay, so when we went for brunch last weekend, a couple weeks ago, the shirt that Ricky spilled all over inside of the restaurant.
Yeah, just like falafel everywhere.
Just a beautiful like polo.
Oh, just a white polo.
The button down one.
Yes, it's classic.
The material is like thick and they're soft, so beautiful. They were not on sale. I mean, who knows? They could have been on sale for $8.
Yeah,
but
they
at the
could
Bay,
have been
I
like 100% off, like for
who
all
knows?
You know.
Yeah.
What is it about customer service? Customers showing you that they did this research. They know that it's on sale. They're like, no, sorry.
No. Just like so not committed
no,
to
you
like.
You need to put that on sale. You need to honor what the customer saw.
Totally. And I'm not in here to fuck around. Like even when we went into Banana Republic, I like went into the change room. This lady had this like folding table and I was like, I need this space. And she was like, okay. And I like had the rack.
Like,
I was folding
away.
Like I was like, this space is, I'm just going to need the space. And she was like, could tell I was not messing around. And I was like, can you price check this? Is this on sale? Get me this. I was like,
and where was that? Banana?
And she was like on it. She brought another girl back. Another girl was coming back. And they were like, we love your outfit. I was wearing a Uniqlo jumpsuit. And they were like, we love your outfit. I'm like, thank you. I love your outfit. We had a whole vibe going on.
Absolutely.
They were like going out and getting me stuff. They were going out of their way to like find stuff for us. And meanwhile, my friend's husband's just in the change room, like coming out. I'm like, no, hate it. Go back. Yes. Love it. We're taking it. Like just
that is
also
gratifying.
So
oh my God,
good.
Sarah,
such
is it not so fun to shop with someone else's money too?
I just love it so
I
love
much.
I love being bossy. There's nothing I love more than being bossy in a store.
Me too. Like, get me that. Get me that.
It's my time to shine.
And everyone's on it with you,
and they love it.
When you find someone at a store who matches your energy, the level of intensity, it is gratifying.
Oh,
it's
God.
Electrifying.
It's like a thrill.
So
high.
Actually, I feel like I had a pretty good experience at Holt Renfrew with you. I thought everyone
was
pretty good.
Yes. We were like in the perfume department and it was amazing.
First up, we're like, guys, we are diving in. Just stand back and watch.
Get right. Oh my God. Okay. Also, I just put my hand to my wrist, I got to smell the Dolly Parton perfume in person. Yep. Ricky sprayed it on my wrist.
It's here.
It is major. Like, I'm
so good.
I think I need to. Okay, at first, I was like, this is caught smelling on me again. Like, what? It's so hitting. What is good. It hitting now? Every time we smell it,
I don't even know what's hitting right now. I think it's getting drying down to that vanilla sandalwood, kind of like something like that.
At first, it smelled like something like a 7-year-old would have, like in a plastic purse.
Just pure candy. Pure candy. Like, or you know the flavor of those strawberry marshmallows?
Yes.
That's what it smells like.
Yes. But then you spray it, and this is, I'm intoxicated by this.
It's so good.
I love it.
And it lasts on your skin all day. Like when I first got it, I sprayed it all the time, and I would be like huffing my arm.
I love it.
So good. So we did a lot of perfume testing. What was your favorite from the day?
I loved the Hermes, none of the floral ones. Remember that middle line in the weird heart?
It's the second one.
They're not the florals.
It's the Jardin series.
Yes.
So there's like 5 or 6 now, and you liked the second one that they made.
Yeah.
Or the first one. No, wait. It was
blue or green. I can't remember. Shit.
It was so nice.
We should have written it down on the samples.
Should have written it down.
Yeah. I can go back and find it. But yeah,
that was nice.
It's funny because I don't love usually, I don't like things that are too floral.
Mm-hmm. Like too heady floral.
No.
Like total like garden bouquet. You like something that's like more. What do you like?
Know.
What is it? Because like your Chanel's.
I know.
What are they? What is the vibe of those?
Mysterious.
Mysterious.
No, I don't know.
Orchidy.
Maybe. So maybe I do like, it's not right to say like florals. I just don't like things that are too like, that smell too sweet or fruity. But like my favorite scents just for like an everyday scent, I love like oranges and vanillas. Like I love them so much.
Absolutely.
Like I always just diffuse an orange oil in my house and I love it so much. Like I just think it smells. One of my friends works for Young Living and she gets like so much
that's
stuff.
That's right.
They're just like pure orange is like, I just put that in my house and it's
so good.
Delightful.
So good. That's why you probably actually like the Terre d'Hermès, my Terre d'Hermès, which I think a woman could wear very nicely.
Smell it if you haven't. It's so good.
It's so good.
It.
And it's orangey.
I might have to get a bottle when you leave me and I'll just smell it Sunday mornings. I'll spray it on my,
I think that it'd be nice to wear for a woman. Honestly, I think it would be really classy. I think kind of the gender idea of fragrances is kind of getting over.
It's over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the Jo? There was another Jo Malone that we smelled that I really liked. I think it was the summer collection. There's like a new.
Oh, it was an orange. It was a bergamot.
Yeah,
it was an orange bergamot or bergamot something.
Yeah.
Isn't this beautiful beige bottles with the beautiful writing?
Yeah. Oh my God. And you should have seen Ricky and the woman at Hill Renfrew, like just talking. I was literally just like opening bottles and smelling them and being like, I like this. And they're talking about like the who was making them and like the house in Paris where they're being made and like the person's like collection and like dropping all these names. And I'm like,
and I was like, well, you know, I did read a book about this perfume. So, so I know, like,
I loved it. That woman was keeping up with you though. I kind of feel like you were testing her and I was impressed too.
Yeah.
I was here for it.
She was doing well. And the Chanel girl.
Then we walked over to Chanel and I liked that. Okay. So they had this like, I still think about it, but they had this new makeup. It's basically, it looks so crazy in
it's
the
like
bottle.
It's encapsulated.
Yeah. It's like water beads and then it's like color and you put it on and they burst on your skin and it's like a tinted moisturizer is essentially what this thing is. It was
$87. But we both put it on our hands and I said, Sarah, look at my hand.
Yeah.
My one hand was perfection. The other one looked like a dried up witch's hand.
Stop. I know. And I still, I don't know.
I was fully convinced. I was fully convinced. And then there's something about, and it's expensive. It's 3 times more. It's 4 times more than some. But you put it on your skin and there's a different feeling. It's different.
It's magical.
It's
like,
magical.
What it is.
And, and a lot of those products are like that where you're like, this is just, there's the experience is like unlike anything else. So
yeah,
that was an experience. It was so nice. Maybe you'll splurge one day.
Yeah.
But you ended up going and getting
to Sephora. Yeah.
To Sephora. And what did you get?
So I got the Laura Mercier tinted moisturizer.
It is good. You know, it's industry standard.
I haven't worn makeup on my face since like last March. Yeah. So I was like, oh God, I'm going to weddings. I just want to kind of have
something that you can put a veil just on.
Right? I got the one too. They have a new formula. So they're black. I think it's like a black bottle has been like the classic one.
Yes.
It's oil free. They came out with a new one that's not oil free because I think they're realizing no one wants oil free. Everyone wants to look dewy. And like this whole thing that oil is bad for your skin.
No one was buying that new oil free. People were pissed. Sarah.
People want oil.
They want olive oil.
I'll talk.
Yes, it's so true. Like my friend Caitlin, that's her ride or die, is that Laura Mercier. And it was for the world. Mm-hmm. And they changed the formula. Like, why would you do that?
I have no idea
why. Now they've brought it back.
Well, they have both. They have two.
Oh, so they just added to the mm-hmm. line. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're happy with that?
So far. Yeah. So I got that. Obviously a much more reasonable price point.
Yeah. But still expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's premium. That's for sure.
Not $90 for like a bottle.
Yeah.
And then I also got a new mascara. So I tried the Tarte. I've never tried a Tarte mascara before. Okay. So Tarte's the brand and it's called... Lights, Camera, Lashes, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And it's, first of all, it's only $30, which I don't know when we decided as like people we're going to spend $50 like on anything. Every product is like $47.
Exactly. Yes.
That's the price of something. Like it's $47. I feel like everything at Sephora is like somewhere in the 40s. Everything.
Oh, totally, yes.
I spent $43 on a lipstick the other day. Like
what kind?
Well, not the other day. It was the Charlotte Tilbury.
You know, yeah. And then it's so like good. Really so good. And it's just like buying a Tom Ford lipstick or a Chanel lipstick. Again,
I know.
It's the best experience. Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
Lipstick is.
Every time I put it on, people are like, that color looks so good on you. I'm like,
exactly right.
It's amazing.
It's where you spend the money on the color and the experience and the formula on your lips. So
I know. But I have the Tarte mascara on right now and I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I think it looks really nice.
Yeah, $30. Like, I'm here for that. And then what else did I buy from there? Oh, I just got another one of my. I always just get the. I use the hyaluronic acid 2% and B5 or something, that one of the DCM serums, and then use the buffet. So I just got those.
They now have DCM like in the stores?
Yes, in Sephora. A very limited selection.
Online for a long time, but never in the stores.
They sell it in the stores now. And it's like a limited selection. You can only get like, I would imagine what are their kind of like best sellers, but it's funny because I pretty much only use one that, they have a marine hyaluronic.
Yes, I knew they used that one.
They don't sell that in the store, so I stopped using it, but I'm like, I kind of want it back in my life.
Yeah.
But they sell, like, the buffet is, like, their most, like, I would imagine probably their best-selling one. They sell that in the stores. So, yeah, I mean, got all that for basically the price of what I would have paid for that Chanel at Holt Renfrew.
It's a good way to look at. Well, yeah.
We stayed at, but then even, like, we went to the hair stuff, and we were looking at the Orbe, and then we went to the Jo Malone, because you're trying to find a house scent, right?
Yes,
and then,
that was my core mission, is to find, like, the ultimate house scent, a reed diffuser or some sort of potpourri that would last in your home for a long time. We're going to be selling our home and I want to have like the most ultimate scent for people to be like, just feel really nice in the space and everything. And we have a lot of good candles, but I want something that's like always there.
Yeah.
Always turned on. I have a few contenders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything for we smelled that day? I didn't think there's
the Paraphrasia one was amazing.
Yeah.
It was truly great. So I might go with that. I also like, and we didn't see it, but there's like a Cote de Bastide or something like that. It's a brand and they do these amber rocks. Have you ever seen them?
No.
They're scented rocks of amber.
Oh my God.
Give off like the most heavenly amber kind of vanilla scent. And it is beautiful. It's like a French brand.
Okay. I don't know. I love that though.
Yeah, really good. And I've always thought that would be really nice for home.
I love that.
Yeah. For my home. So
go just walk around Holt Renfrew and just enjoy being in the store.
It was really nice. And the Sunday.
Oh, it was so nice. Sunday at the core. There's like no one in there. It's so easy to get shit done. You're not competing with people. And then also, we went to the bags and I still think of that little,
That was a really cool. So there was just like a vegan leather brand.
Yeah, and I can't remember. It was like Thermage.
Yeah, something like that.
I had it open on my phone.
It was really good. So our eyes just beelined right to these bags. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like was cushiony looking, but had a bit of a braid almost.
How would you say it? I found it on my the brand Thémoir.
Thémoir.
Yeah.
So pretty. And they look luxe. They stand beside all the Bottega Veneta's, yes, all the Loewe's that are braided in totally that same way. And
they're on sale for like $200 down from like $400. Yes, yeah, so they were beautiful, but I wanted to buy this white one. And I'm like, of course, I'm going to really use this this summer. Let's get serious. I'm going to like one wedding and then I don't know.
Take that to Mexico too.
I could.
You could take that bag on every vacation.
Could bring it to Phoenix with me.
You could take it to Phoenix. You could take that bag to every vacation.
The white one isn't on the Holt Renfrew website.
You should go down.
I know. Every other color, every other one was on there except for the white one. And I was like, oh God, was there only one white one left in the store?
Yeah, there was one there. Remember? And then I saw those boots, those Danner boots for like $250. And the woman, I'm like, do you have these boots? Like, you know, so she looked at me with the blankest eyes I've ever seen in my life. And I was so mad at her.
It was so, I was like, never seen you that mad. You were like steaming.
I was steaming. Like, she looked at me like, how dare I ask for a size of these boots? I'm like, if you have a size 20 women's, I want to try them on right now and buy them.
I know. So like, just tell me what the deal is. This is 2021. Like,
yeah, go start working for me. Chop, chop.
Yes, this is why you're here. Get me these boots. Chop, chop.
Don't let the fucking door hit you on the way up to that stock
room. We are so nice to people in stores but and like, if you're doing your job.
I lost my shit on her.
Yeah, that was a wild
time.
Then
I was nice to her, then I made up.
Then you did make up for her. But yeah, you just like lost it. I never seen you like get that
I'm like, agitated. Don't confuse your job in front of me.
Yeah.
Don't have a blackout lady and like forget that you're here to find me a size.
Like literally the most basic of jobs. Yeah. It was very odd. Of all the staff, that was the only one in Holt Renfrew that we were like, this is a weird encounter.
I was so mad. Okay. I had to detox from that, but we had a really nice time.
Other than that, we had a great time. Other than the lady that almost ruined the whole trip. Yeah. Then it was good. And then I just walked on the core after.
Yeah. Matt gave me a 9-11. I had to get home at ASAP. I don't even know what we were. I had to come home and clean out our storage unit. Yeah. And it was like, Really a lot of work. All of this like decluttering and all that stuff is just
so much work.
So much work. We rented a U-Haul rental space yesterday and took a whole bunch of stuff in.
That you're planning on bringing the States with you too?
Some of it we're planning to get rid of. Some of it I need to move, like my clean sleeves, hand refresher stuff. I'm leaving in Canada for Rhonda to take over.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, it's just like a lot of stuff. U-Haul storage. Have you ever been to one of these places?
No, I honestly can't it even. I emotionally saddest, can't. No.
It is the saddest thing you've ever seen in your life. It is just heartache and despair. Every single person, like we were there for a normal reason, but I feel like everyone was there because they had no home. And they had to store their stuff for $150 a month. That's what I was getting a vibe of.
Oh God, that's awful.
It was not fun. Ugh. But we had a problem with, we didn't have a lock. You're supposed to have a lock in your unit when you open it. It's very weird. Anyway, so we open our unit and there's supposed to be a lock there that they give you complimentary, like with your rental to lock your space.
I would hope.
Right?
Like, what are we doing here?
There's no lock. So we're like figuring out like, is it on the roof? Like I don't know where to find this lock. We buzz this boy. And the people here are rough. Sarah, everyone is rough connected to this world, right?
Yeah.
And a voice comes on like,
it's very real.
Hi, how are you? And we're like, we're missing a lock. Oh, okay. I'll be there immediately. It was like a cherubim, like a man angel came.
No.
A young, innocent boy. And we were like, what is going on here? Like, it was the funniest scenario.
Oh, God.
It was one of those scenarios where you're like, you find out, you read in the paper that this like person went missing in 1975 at the U-Haul. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's a ghost. Like, it was not the right person. It didn't add up.
God.
And he just came and he was the sweetest pie, like 22-year-old with like, it was the craziest kind of experience. Anyway, so we've been having weird experiences.
I feel like,
a lot of weird experiences.
You're just like doing new things.
A lot of new things. And we're going
to
be.
You've been forgetting everything. I've been having to remind. I'm the person that's. The person who didn't record, didn't plug in their microphone last week. Yeah, sorry about that, everyone. Why the recording was awful. Is having to remind you of like our plans. Yes,
I
was like, Sarah,
I don't know anything. Like, I didn't know anything. Like, my mind is 100% self-absorbed right now, and it's actually getting me down. Like, I don't like living like that, but
welcome
there's so
my,
many things
to... Welcome to my world. I put an olive in my mouth like 2 minutes ago while I was talking because I forgot what we were doing. This is how my life... I don't know how we get here.
It was, like, really crazy. But in the same time that I'm trying to, like, reduce everything, I'm also buying up a storm. Holy shit.
I was going to say, I love the fact that, like, you were trying so hard to downsize and we're like, let's get a whole Renfrew.
I just bought, like, $700 glasses.
But I mean, those are, you're going to a sunny place.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There's also 3 new pairs of shorts and 3 new shirts on your bed.
Yes.
And I came in and Ricky had all these outfits laid out and he was like, okay, first of all, let me set one last scene for you. I come in here. This building is so nice. It's so clean. It smells really nicely. I feel like my building is nice, but it does not, like, it just is so pleasant
in here.
Someone
can come by this place.
I know.
I'm just saying.
True. And then I come up in, Ricky opens the door. He's like, I have some books you might like. And he gives me, oh, that's an ice machine. I was like, what is that?
Scare machine.
Me. Gives me like these like, 5 books, like a Gore Vidal book that I definitely need to read.
You need to read it. Summer reading.
I know, like just a stack of books here.
Books that I curated for her.
And then takes me into, I was going to say, takes me to this bedroom.
And in true Ricky fashion, the reason was to show you clothes.
To show me clothes. Takes me to the bedroom to show me a lineup.
This is where the magic happens, Sarah. I open my closet.
Just shows me his new linen shirts and shorts. Speaking of shorts, here's another PSA for men. I made this, I don't know why I'm not mentioning him by name. I don't think it's a big deal. I made Trevor try on shorts the other day.
Is he in the witness protection program?
Why am I just keep calling my friend's husband? I made him try on shorts because I really wanted, he was like, I don't need shorts. I'm like, well, you're going to try them on anyways. He's like, those are really short. And I was like, made him put them on. He came out. Yeah. He looked so good in them. Of course, didn't buy them. I was like, they're too short. And I was like, I just want you to know that if you're ever wearing a pair of shorts that are longer than this, I hate them and I'm disappointed.
And
so just remember that.
And hold still because an X-Acto knife is going to hem these for you in real time.
This is what you should be wearing. Also, your shorts should never have more than 2 pockets. Well, I guess like maybe 2 little fake ones at the back. But if your shorts have more than 2 pockets, like pronounced pockets, hate them and get them out of here.
If your eye is drawn to several pockets, like if it doesn't look harmonious, if you just see pockets going down willy-nilly on every side. God.
If your hem is lower than your knee, guess what? Your shorts are too long. What are you doing here? Are you wearing midi shorts? Are you wearing a midi dress?
Yeah. Are you wearing...
What is happening?
Yeah, what exactly
Anyways,
is
going Ricky on? Has shorts in his room. Takes me to his bedroom to show me the shorts that are perfection.
They are. You know, I took a real risk. I ordered from Land's End, which is kind of like an American brand like L.L. Bean.
We talked about this the other week and I wasn't sure. I was like, okay, I Googled it after. Yeah.
And then you know that like kind of gold colored sweater I was wearing for brunch?
Yeah,
that's Land's End. That was the thing
like.
That I threw in there for like, I needed to get the order up to like free shipping.
Right.
And I just threw that in. It was like $15. Like everything gets marked down really drastically too at Land's End. I think they're kind of maybe borderline into Old Navy a little bit, but they still have a lot of those old school cuts.
Like old heritage kind of. I gotta do a deep creep.
Yeah, it's something. Like I don't know if you'd find anything, but these were perfect. Like
amazing
pleated super short shorts.
Yes.
Like this is like a 1985 like Indiana Jones movie type of short. Like it is straight from an era.
I want to watch Indiana Jones this weekend. The first and the third one, not the second one. I don't know what we were doing in the second one.
Interesting. I should watch those.
The Temple of Doom. Like that one is crazy. Kate Capshaw. Do you know that Steven Spielberg married Kate Capshaw after that movie? They're still married.
And they're still married.
They're still married. You should see a photo of Kate Capshaw now though. She's seen some shit.
Really? You know we watched Top Gun?
This past I don't know
weekend?
If I've ever seen Top Gun in
you
its entirety.
You should watch it because Kelly McGillis is the actress in it.
She doesn't look the same now.
Oh, she doesn't. When you were saying like you have to see Kate Capshaw now, you have to see Kelly McGillis now.
I think I remember. Yeah.
Because she did not keep up the Hollywood.
Well, it's the thing is look. Like they no, I think they try so hard to keep up the Hollywood look and then they end up getting like plastic surgery face, right? And it's
she
so
she didn't
upset.
Do that.
Oh, she didn't.
No.
Oh,
so
okay,
she,
well then maybe I like her more.
She kind of like came out.
Who am I thinking?
She actually came out of the closet. Like she came out as gay in the 90s.
I'm definitely not thinking of the same person.
Kelly McGillis. Are you thinking of John Travolta's wife who just died?
No. Kelly Preston. Okay. Kelly Preston. Yeah, she definitely had some.
Yeah.
I forgot that she died.
Yeah, she died.
Wild.
No, Kelly McGillis. Okay, so this is a real fashion movie, actually, because he's wearing Ray-Ban aviators, right?
So good.
And made it really super famous. White t-shirts like crazy, white men's boxers all the time, classic Levi's.
Yeah.
Those crazy, like, those, like, bomber jackets.
Flight
those
feather, leather yes. flight
jacket. Like, so cool. And she has, Kelly McGillis has a scene where, okay, her hair is, like, is that kind of bob, like, shoulder-length perm bob?
Yeah, yeah.
That's split on the side.
Like the Kelly Kapowski flip?
Yep. So if you were to get your hair permed right now, you would have Kelly McGillis's hair because it would go, like, it would go like this.
Okay. As an aside, I'm bringing back the deep side part. I'm over Do this it. Off-center part.
Sarah,
I want
so
it back.
Good. Why aren't you doing it? Sarah, it looks so good.
My hair doesn't convince me I needed a middle, like, sort of off-center part. And I was like, you know what? I'm going back.
Sarah, what you've got right now, you have to do that.
I'm doing it.
You have to throw on some red lipstick and you're out on the town.
Old videos of me before the pandemic or old videos. Who's videoing me?
Old videos.
Old
videos of me.
My hair is always like, that was my signature look, like the deep.
You have to do it.
Anyways, but sorry.
It looks so good. So she had that.
Yeah.
And then there was a scene in particular where she was wearing like, a white t-shirt that was like, kind of like, the crew was big, like
Ooh.
It was a deep crew with an oversized kind of brown leather bomber or black maybe, skinny like stonewashed jeans and runners. And it was so cool with red lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, it was the coolest look. And I think that's the next trend.
Yes.
I think that's kind of the next trend for women is like kind of this 80s, core 80s.
Here for it.
Aviator-y, kind of like.
Zero fucks given, basically.
Love
like,
it.
Get out of my way.
Love it. Love it. It was so good.
Here
so,
for it.
Yeah. What else?
I don't know.
What else? Did
what
I
else
buy anything?
What else have you been? It's been 2 weeks. So like, what have we?
Well, I went to BC.
Yes. We've both forgot that. Like my mom was here. We went to BC.
Your mom
life
was here.
Did I not say that a few weeks ago? I remember very explicitly saying on the podcast, it was like Alberta had just gone into another lockdown.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm very frustrated, but I also know we are going to go from like 0 to 100 and
so
it's going to be like, we're
so
just going to forget to see what happened.
Okay. Yeah. So I went to BC and that was really fun.
Yeah.
Nelson is really cool. It was really hot, like 44 degrees every day. But
sorry,
my friend Caitlin there, no, I'm swearing a lot too. It's when I have a little bit of drink.
I know.
In me.
We're like,
Caitlin's like a true shopper and true like product hound. And we were just talking about everything
Love
and
that.
Testing all of our products and really looking at our brow product. And it's just really good, like really good, really fun. I fell in love with, this is really happening. The podcast.
Oh, you were telling me
everyone
about
this. Everyone should just listen to
this
that.
This is really happening.
It's really good.
I need to listen to it. Yeah.
It kept me so super entertained for the rides. And like, it was like 6.5 hours to drive there.
It's
and
a hardcore
hours back,
drive.
Right? It's a hardcore drive. And in BC, it's like you're driving off the face of this earth.
Don't get me started
I'm
on
sorry.
BC.
Alberta.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. Guardrails everywhere. Gorgeous scenery.
Yeah.
Everything is gorgeous. Minute you step into BC, there's something about the infrastructure gets really fucked
Who started
up.
This rumor that BC is the most beautiful? You know who I blame? Their license plates. Their
beautiful
license
BC.
Plates say, like, or like the best, don't their license plates say something obnoxious, like the best place in Canada? I'm going to
Google
doesn't
it say,
right now.
Doesn't actually say beautiful BC?
I don't know. It's
British
not
Columbia?
Beautiful.
Anyway, it's like, well, you know, there's beautiful parts, but.
Super controversial. It's the Ontarian and everyone's like spoken like a true Ontarian. Yeah. I am.
I know, but it's true. There's something that changes. Like, I think truly Alberta has everything.
Oh, it is beautiful British Columbia. Why did I think I couldn't just say that?
Literally the best place in the world.
I thought it was like something like super obnoxious. They used to have like a moniker at the bottom that would say it was like a one-line center.
No, I don't think so. Like, I think it's always been beautiful British Columbia.
Okay.
Like,
if anyone
for long
knows,
since I was a kid.
If anyone knows, message me. I swear to God.
Well, there could be other slogans.
I don't know. Maybe I just,
sure.
I don't know. Anyways.
Maybe it was a tourist attraction you were at that had a slogan.
I don't know. I distinctly, anyways.
So.
Neither here nor there.
Did that. Also, I'm listening to a book that is so good. It's called Trauma Cleaner. It's about a woman. I told you a little
you
bit
didn't.
About this.
No.
It's about a woman who started a business cleaning up trauma scenes in Australia. And it's a book about her life and how she got to that point and the places that they're cleaning. And the
isn't it like Sunshine Cleaning? Isn't there a film based off of that where they clean up like crime scenes? It's like Emily Blunt is like an old Emily Blunt film. Yes.
It's sometimes crime scenes, but it's often hoarders and it's often suicides and it's often things like,
And it's a true story.
It's a true story. And I've only given you a tip of the iceberg. And listen to it. The person who narrates this is the best audiobook narrator. I'm going to actually look at what else she's done on
Audible. Cool. What's the name of the book?
It's
so good.
It's called The Trauma Cleaner. And it's just obsessed. Like, I'm obsessed with it. I'm going to be so sad when it's over.
Oh.
But, Sarah, I went to Major Tom. I went to a new restaurant.
I was going to ask.
Speaking of getting dressed up.
We're going next Friday. Ricky, Matt, and I are going on a triple date. And I don't care. Sarah? No, I might have a fourth that I'm bringing. We'll talk later.
Oh, good, good. Ooh, I'm very glad. It was divine. It was spectacular. It blew me away.
Oh,
it was so good.
Okay, and so if anyone doesn't know, Major Tom is like, it's on the 40th floor of like a building downtown.
Stephen Avenue Place.
It was meant to open March of 2020. Oh, we all know why it didn't. And so it's finally opened. And like, oh my God, we were all freaking out when reservations like happened. I was like, I just booked a bunch of reservations because I was like, I need to get in this place. Booked a reservation for a night when I had other plans.
That's right.
Saturday. So then, I booked Saturday and Friday. I booked two back to back. That's how my brain thinks. So
good.
Amazing. But it was so good, right? So good.
It was like special. It was one of the best meals I've had in recent memory. And I've had, honestly, Concord Group just hits it out of the park every time. Every restaurant, everything is so good.
The food is just so good.
They care about it so much. There was so much love. I can just taste it. I can taste when the chef loves to cook.
Yeah.
And I can taste when the chef cares about what the customer's thinking. And it's really evident in this place. Like, you just, I can't wait.
I'm just craving like amazing dining experiences again. Like,
tableside. Old fashions are tableside lit.
Stop.
Flambéed.
Like, okay.
The baked Alaska is lit on fire. Doused. Yes. It's doused in an old fashioned syrup and lit on fire. Like,
love it.
Everything.
Give me old school 80s steakhouse. Like, steakhouse. Give it to me.
We had a porterhouse that was like 60 ounces. Like, something crazy. Oh my God.
I don't even eat red meat, but I'm like fucking going here and I want it all.
And they have, like, you know, chicken roasted with a brick and all those types of things. And like,
here for,
we got a little thunder
and lightning in Calgary. We're in lightning season.
Okay, wait. Is there anything that is on your radar to buy this week?
Oh my God. Okay, wait. I took a note in my phone because I need to look back because my brain is also just like, okay, we're getting blown up on our Instagram because of our live.
I know. What?
Oh my God.
What? Us?
No, not us. We're not here. We're not here for the attention. I know what I wanted to say. Okay, so when my mom was here a couple weeks ago, we went down to the Prince of Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Or we didn't go to the Prince of Wales. We went to Waterton, but let's be serious. I was going down to see the Prince of Wales. Like, it's funny how
Waterton
I think about places.
Is so
I was like, sure, I was going to Waterton.
It?
Yeah. I mean, I think my mom was like the wrong demographic to go to Waterton with. I think of Waterton as like a place where you like camp, you swim, you hike. My mom was like, okay. Like, it's not my 7-year-old mother is like not gonna go climb up a mountain and jump in a lake with me. It's like not her vibe. But she's fun to just like hang out with, and like we eat nice dinners on the water. That's like, my mom likes to look at the water from a patio and like stare at it, like perched on top of it. That's her vibe. And so thank you. Okay. You finish this because I got to drive. So we went down to Waterton, but on the way, I've always wanted to go to Nanton. I've never been. And so if anyone doesn't know, Nanton's like an hour outside, 45 minutes outside of Calgary. And it's on a cool part of the highway, like where right before the cowboy, it's the Deerfoot, but then you kind of head towards the cowboy trail if you had hit Fernie, right?
Yeah.
But it's really known for like all of its antique shops. There's like five.
An old candy store.
Yeah.
An old
food
restaurant.
Oh my God. I went to that candy shop and bought banana toffee.
Oh my God.
I love saltwater toffee and I love banana flavored anything. I'm like a 5-year-old.
I do
like,
too.
Give me banana flavors. Yes. Like, I bought banana saltwater toffee and it was so good. We went into all the antique shops and honestly, like, so as everyone knows, I, you know, finally gave birth and moved into the new house.
And so it's the 14-month gestation period.
The endless pregnancy. And I don't know, like, I'm still trying to decorate it and still trying to figure it out. I showed Ricky my console, my sort of like entryway console table came.
Yeah, so good.
It was so great. Okay, let me tell you too. I was in shock. I said to Ricky, I unboxed this table and I'm like, I'm so used to just like, this is so bad. Like, I'm so used to buying furniture that I have to like construct myself that like I pulled out this table and it has three drawers in it. The drawers were already in, like they were done. The drawers were, it's just like, I pulled out one piece and all I had to do was screw four legs onto the bottom. My God. It was, and I took 2 days to open this cause I felt like I needed to like emotionally prepare myself.
Exactly.
And then when I realized how easy it was, oh my God. Like, are you serious? It was so easy.
So good.
And then I even hung a mirror, but then I ended up having to put like five holes in the wall. Anyways, the whole thing. But I've got the table up and I've got the mirror above it. And I'm just like, but so when I was down in Nanton, like, I feel like there were so many cool things at like the vintage shops.
Little things that you could just put like, in.
Like,
yes.
Just like things. But I feel like I need more of the furniture. I need I need the surfaces to like put things down on. Yeah. Right. So if anyone is looking for things, just go and be like so inspired fun. And like little dishes and like little cute things. And like, so also if you're in Nanton, like don't, the main strip, like there's like literally a little tiny main strip. All of the good ones are kind of like on the side street, like off of the main strip, like literally almost on the highway, basically.
Yes.
Like,
did you go to the mid-century modern one?
I went to all of them. Yeah. So there's the ones that like are on the edge and then there's the ones that are on the street with the candy shop, right? Yeah. So you have to like go to the end of that street where the coffee shop is and then go. Also, there's a little, candy shop. There's also a little coffee shop there. And it was delightful. We had iced coffees and like went down to the Prince of Wales and
So good. You know what's another gem on that highway going down is Claire's Home.
Oh.
Claire's Home. There's like a like kind of like an iconic, I don't know if that's the right word to say, but restaurant that sells the massive cinnamon bun. That's actually good.
Oh.
And there's an old Western tack shop that's massive. It's like 100,000 square feet of this saddles and like cowboy jeans and cowboy skirts and just
so cool.
Fucked up shit. It's so cool. They had this one jean jacket. I wish I had bought it. A jean jacket that opened up and it was all Hudson Bay inside. And it's literally what cowboys wear. Like that is, there's a reason why those things exist. Do you know what I mean? Like
that's amazing.
It's so beautiful and I wish I'd gotten it. I've thought of it all the time, and their downtown is super old and cute with like a coffee shop and an old bank and everything and restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah. So okay. Cool. Good to know. I mean, just the lesson here is just get out and explore.
Get out and explore. It's time. Like, go.
And Ricky has an exciting foray coming up, too.
Yeah. I'll be.
Are we telling
maybe we should do. Pardon me?
Are we telling people?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm moving to like Arizona.
We know. Yeah.
And we are in the deep. Like, we don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm looking.
We're doing house hunting right now. It is. The buildings there. Like, the stuff that you're sending me, though, like, what are we
doing? But expensive,
doing?
Don't you think?
Expensive for what it is. But, like, it's because the amenities in those buildings are
they
wild.
They all have, like, cabanas and private.
Yeah, like, the building with the private cabanas.
And this and it's like.
Stations.
You know what I mean? Like, it's half wild. That shit I don't care about. But true. I kind of like it too. Like, I'd like to like
totally
be in that you know realm. So
like the ultimate shopping for a house is like the ultimate shopping experience.
It really is.
Like, I don't know how you can get better than that.
Yeah, no, we're like really. Oh no, I'll tell you offline. Matt had like something weird happened to him. Anyway, it was really funny.
Okay, but well,
I don't know.
We'll share that. And I mean, we're gonna record. We'll probably squeeze one more in before
we'll
you go
squeeze
to
one more in before I go.
And I have a little trip plan, and then we'll be back. Yeah,
and then we'll be back. Maybe we could do even a little remote catch up. Just like record a call. I'll post it.
So good, and maybe we'll record, and then soon, in a not so distant future, I think we'll be recording live from Phoenix.
Oh,
somewhere in Arizona.
Sedona.
Look at that. We literally said Sedona at the exact same time.
That's a sign. It's got a magical energy, so.
It does. I went vortex hunting in the middle of the fucking desert, so.
I can't wait.
So, this lightning is getting out of control.
It's dramatic. Well, that's probably good. It's also striking 1 hour. So it's probably a good sign for us to sign off.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone. And if you haven't, I don't bring a lot of value to the show. I can't even plug in my mic. Like us on.
Like
our show. Review us. Give us 5 stars.
That's always important.
I keep wanting to say Instagram and iTunes and stuff.
Yes. We have so many 5-star reviews and like do more. If you like this podcast, just give us a nice review or a nice like 5-star rating.
We appreciate it.
We really appreciate it. We have like people we don't know.
I know. Like, thank you for listening. All of our new listeners. So
if we don't know you, I hope that you understand that we're floored that you'd listen to us. And follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
What
we,
is it?
We pass like, random, so it's the consumerist. We are. Yeah, we just do random stuff, but like we've given up the dream and tell you that we're going to post stuff because like, we're not, but we'll just surprise you with content.
We'll post that. We'll post all those purchases and it's never happened once. So...
Okay. Well,
we get there. Okay.
We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Until next time. Goodbye.
Bye.